Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Yo!
Oh,
no, that's not what I meant.
Hero! Hero!
No.
Hero!
No.
Hero!
Nope.
Hero!
That's, all of that has to stop.
Hero! Hero! It's Michael Yo. Hero!
Oh, man. If I would have known. If I would have known.
I'm back.
If you would have just gave me an example of what you were going to do if you came back a week later,
uh-huh,
and that was your sample, I would say absolutely not.
Well, can I tell you something, Joe?
Don't come back.
Can we promote my show up top? Because I don't think people actually make it to the end of your podcast.
Oh, that's funny. especially when you're the guest. Yeah. They probably already tuned out. So you sure you want to plug it?
Yes. Seattle, I'm coming October 6th and 7th. Seattle, Bellevue.
Ooh, I love Bellevue.
That's your town, man.
Bro, I'm Parlor telling Live. You, man. Parlor Live. That's a beautiful venue.
It's dope.
It really is, man. It's ahead of its time, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah, man. Parlor Live. Because, one, there were no comedy clubs in Seattle. There was no improvs. There was none of that. I mean, they had one comedy club, but it wasn't like a A-list room. You know what I mean? Like Parlor Live, where they came to...
They brought it,
and bro.
And it's beautiful.
It's a pool hall over here. It's a gourmet restaurant over here. And then there's a comedy club in the back. And it's not even a comedy club. It's like a showroom. It's like beautiful. It's got a beautiful stage. It's got great seats. Everything's beautiful. And then it sits in Bellevue. It's like that's the place you want to be when you're in Seattle. It's like you want to take the bridge and go over to Bellevue.
And you never have to get cold.
No.
It's great. Can I ask you a question? What is 180 Hawaii?
180 Hawaii.
Because I see you wearing these hats all the time.
180 is, I think, an actual surf move when you're on the when you're surfing. It's kind of like you flip a 180.
Oh, yeah.
But 180 is actually the name of my friend's store.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, yeah. And he actually owns 808 All Day. And I'll get you some of those hats.
Yeah, they're dope.
Yeah, you know, follow them on Instagram, 808 All Day. And of course, the store in Maui is called 180. Hands down, the best hat company.
Look at this.
He also does.
This is service.
Yeah,
they're bringing me coffee.
Yeah, Kaylin is something special.
Look at that, Kaylin.
Can I get a cup too, Kaylin? Yeah. Do you mind putting maybe some cream and sugar in there?
Kaylin, can I get some half and half?
Please? Oh, that is so great.
Look at that.
Oh, that is so sweet. Dude. Could you lick your finger and stick it in my cup too?
Times have changed, Joe.
Yeah.
Like white people are serving us.
Yeah.
Isn't that's that great? Crazy, right?
And then you also asked them for half and half, which is what you are.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the name of our new clothing company.
Half and half.
Dun, dun, dun. Half and half.
Half cotton, half wool. That's half and half.
What?
No. It's the materials that we use.
Why would you want half cotton, half wool?
Well, there's got to be a theme.
That's hot.
Yeah, but there's got to be a theme. You can't just have all cotton. It's got to be half and half.
No, our clothing line needs to be half and half, but have a theme under it. Not half cotton, half wool. Like
that's too literal, Joe.
Yeah, like half and half.
Oh, it is too literal, huh? So what do you, what, like...
Half and half.
Like a gi with jeans.
No, it needs to be about...
Is that what you're talking about? Like, they're like, it's like a gi, but it's made out of
you need
denim.
You need a slogan. For half and half. It's a clothing line called Half and Half.
Yes,
would the slogan be?
Ooh, let's go. Go, Chris. You do the first slogan.
Half and half.
Half and half clothing.
Oh, man. We're not half wool, half cotton.
That's terrible.
Oh, God, that's awful. Man, yeah, that's you can terrible. Never go to Chris for anything.
No,
yeah. Oh, my God. Thank you, Kaylin.
What's his name? Caitlin?
Caitlin. You just named this man Caitlin.
It's Caitlin with a beard.
It's Caitlin. It's Caitlin.
This good-looking man with a beard.
Oh, yeah.
How am I standing 6 foot tall?
How am I supposed to...
Look at the physique on this man. Yeah. And you call him Caitlin?
Caitlin. Can I have something to stir this with, please?
Oh, Jesus. Did you ask for a coffee stir?
How are you going to stir yours with your pen?
Yeah, I was just going to stick my finger in it and let it melt. Here, can I borrow one of those?
No.
Okay.
No, you stick your finger. You laughed at me, Joe.
Oh, half and half.
What is the slogan?
If you're half black and you're half Korean, try half and half clothing.
No, that's terrible.
Half and half. Stir here.
Stir away from those full breed clothing lines and come to half and half. We don't play polo in Korea.
That's terrible.
You like that?
I don't know.
You like that?
I don't know, Joe.
No, that's not working either.
What about half and half?
Might not catch.
Half made in Korea, half America.
Half and half. Yeah, half and half. Half and half, where the shirt is made in China and the buttons are sewed in Minnesota.
Half and half, where we make everything lighter.
No, that sucked.
If you have any good slogans, tweet us.
I don't think the clothing line's going to. But if you do have a good slogan for us, tweet us at Michael Yo.
I'll think of something.
And at Joe Coy.
I'll think of something brilliant here because I think we're on to something. Calling a clothing line half and half, and you just need that slogan.
I don't think that's on to something. For one, because half and half is notorious for the creamers that go like on the table.
Do you really think
on the table at Denny's, and everyone knows that half and half is supposed to be refrigerated.
Half and half.
But we don't care.
Half and half.
We're not on the Denny's
table. We're everywhere.
Including
we're everywhere.
We're everywhere on the table.
Half and half on your table.
Half and half.
And on your body.
That's pretty cool.
No, it's not.
No, it's bad.
It's bad.
Caitlin.
Oh. Come on, Joe.
Have you really been getting it your whole life?
Your whole life
they call you Caitlin?
Before Bruce, though? Even?
What?
Before Bruce Jenner?
Oh, yes.
Oh, right. Yes. See, he got called Caitlin before
that
Bruce.
That sucks.
Caitlin and Caleb.
Caleb. I don't mind Caleb because that's still a man's name. But Caitlin?
How about Taylor? That's the one I get too. If I do something over the phone or like from far away, I go Caitlin. They go Taylor.
Okay, here,
I go, no.
I'll pretend that I'm an operator, okay?
Okay.
Hi, I'd gladly like to help you, sir, but if you don't mind, can I get your name?
Yeah, it's Caitlin.
Taylor?
No. Caitlin.
Caylor.
Caitlin.
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 Bruce? I don't even understand. To be honest, I don't even understand how that phone, because that's a real phone call. Yeah. You actually had to deal with that type of service before. Am I right?
Many times.
Okay, so they would just make up a name?
No. Watch. No. We'll do it again because I don't think Michael saw that.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, thank you for calling IZMB. your problem. I'm Joe. I'd love to help you. And what's your name for starters?
Caitlin.
Taylor?
Caitlin.
Taylor.
Caitlin.
Caitlin?
Caitlin.
Bruce. See?
Okay, I got it.
They couldn't hear. They didn't. They can't.
Because his voice not manly. That's what you're saying, right?
Is that what it is?
His voice has no bass to it? Is that what you're saying?
Do you think that may be it?
No, I do not.
It's more low end.
Do it again, but Caitlin. Bass in the voice. Like a man.
First, let me hear some bass. Go. Like, say hello.
Hello.
Well, no, that sounds like a...
Like a man.
That sounds like a woman.
It's like a robotic woman.
Yeah, that sounds like...
Oh, my name is Caitlin.
Yeah, let's try it again. Just say hello with a deep voice.
Hello.
Now do it.
Thank you for calling IBBG. This is Joe. Who am I speaking to?
Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin? I'm not going to say it, but he did sound like Caitlin.
No, he sounded the same.
He did sound the same.
Like, you didn't put any bass in your voice.
I was trying to.
No, go like this, Caitlin. Go like this.
Caitlin.
Now I'm calling you Caitlin. Go like this. Go like this.
Hi.
No, hi.
Hi.
No, hi. Tighten up your throat.
Hi.
No, come on. Do it for real.
I'm really trying.
Hi.
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 Are you kidding me right now, Caitlin? Caitlin.
I can't.
Like this.
No. I'm not. I don't know. What, I'm not doing
I don't
it.
Know. He's like,
you've
got to
be joking
know.
Right now. He just keeps
going. I can't have it.
That was so funny. You really can't?
No.
That is so weird.
Chris,
you can do it. Chris, go.
Hi.
I knew it.
See? Do the phone call with Chris.
Hi. Thank you for calling Small People of America. Yeah. Thank you for calling Small People Dating Tall Women. Before I help you, what is your name, sir?
Chris.
Hi, Christy.
Oh, come on.
Is that Christy?
No, I know your pain, though, Caitlin. Because you know what my problem?
Really?
Well, first of all, Joe Coy is not even my real name. It's my nickname. So I can't really get mad. My real name is Joseph Glenn Herbert. That's why I changed my name to
Joe
Coy.
Yeah, that's the whitest name
in
the world.
It is the whitest name.
Joseph Glenn Herbert.
Oh, bro. When I started comedy, I always had to defend my name because every open micer would like make fun of my name.
Did you actually use your real name at the beginning?
Yeah. When I started stand-up, I was Joseph Herbert. I would go up as Joseph Herbert. And then they would always like, Joseph Abair, Joseph Berbert, Ferbert, Pervert. Pervert's coming up on stage.
How'd you get to Joe Coy then?
My aunt always called me Joe Coy, but I never knew... Like phonetically, I'm the one that made it Joe Coy. She always called me Joe Coy. Joe Coy. Joe Coy. It. Joe Coy. Like, that's how she says it. She doesn't say Joe Coy.
What was she trying to say?
No, that's just a nickname.
Oh, okay.
It's like a nickname that my aunt gave me. And then I was like, one day, me and Mona were just sitting in the living room, like, I can't keep. I remember I just did an open mic at like a cafe, and like for like 10 minutes, they were just going on my name. Like, and then the next comic would go up and tag team my name. Like, oh, hey, Glenn, Joseph Glenn. Like, they were just doing all, it wasn't even funny. And I'm just like, I got to change my name.
And where are those people now, Joe?
They're still at that cafe. I think they're working there now. And I remember going to like Mona's house, and I'm just like, dude, I got to change my name, man. Like, I'm so sick of this. What made me mad the most was Abair. Like, I was getting so sick of them saying Abair.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, it's not Abair. It's Herbert. It's spelled H-E-R-B-E-R-T. Herbert. Where are you getting Abair? When did you become French?
So, my mom's calling me. Should I take the call?
Wait, can you send her to, like, a phone so we can all hear
well,
it?
Well, no, I don't know what my mom wants. Hey,
hold on. Hey, Caitlin, turn on this mic.
Hold on, Mom. Hold on, Mom. You're on the air with me
now
and Joe Coy.
Put her on the mic.
All right, Mom?
No, the speaker's on the bottom of the phone, dork.
Oh, wait, what?
Right there.
Mom, say something.
Hello, Micah.
No, right there. Hey, hi.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Oh, your mom is so sweet.
Right?
Yeah.
Why are you texting me, call me in all caps?
Oh, I did. I didn't even realize. You know, sometimes I didn't have a glasses. I can't see it.
She blamed it on not having her glasses.
Oh, I can't see.
I cannot see. So what I do is I put them in caps, and now I can see the letters.
Well, yeah, Joe, just wait till you get old. In my age, you see how much you can see it.
All right, listen here, Mama Yo. I am so old already. I cannot read or see things from far away. And I wear glasses.
He couldn't read, though, when he graduated. So
that's enough of that.
He never could read. Let's be honest.
Your mom is a sweet. By the way, I want everyone to know, if you haven't seen Michael Yo's mom, go to his Facebook and check out some of the pictures in the gallery. His mom, and Mom, can you hear me? Michael, Mom?
Yes.
I just want everyone to know that you are hot with two T's. Hot with two T's.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is a beautiful woman.
Now, Mom, how long when you went to the Joe Coy show did he make you wait to meet him?
I don't know. It's a long time. Yeah. Exactly. I made
that hot woman stay in line for about an hour and a half to see me.
Yeah, an hour and a half.
A long time.
So. Well, yeah. What kind of son do you have for not calling me and telling your mom?
I did call you, Joe.
I want you to know, Mama Yo, that you should have never waited in line to see me. Michael should have, he should have called me and said, hey, my mom's there. Bring her to the front. And I would have had you in the front. I had no idea that she was going to stay at the end of the show.
That's your fault. Don't blame on Michael.
Wow. Wow, this woman has your back.
Yeah, that's right, man. Yeah. She knows.
You're the one keeping me
wait. Wow. Mm-hmm. I will not never make you wait again. I will never make you wait again, Mrs. Yo. Ever.
Oh, thank you.
Now your husband, I'll make him wait in the car.
He did wait in the car. So, Mom, what do you want?
Oh, you called me early this morning. I was wondering, I know you didn't work at the Insider, so you tell me you were working.
Curious. So my mom, so what day are you going to get here, Saturday or Sunday?
I don't have no idea. I'm not completely finished everything out here.
Okay.
You know, I leased my car.
This is great pod.
Okay, Mom, we're going to...
A couple weeks ago?
Yeah, but let me call you back, because now we're getting into stuff we can't talk about on the podcast.
Yeah.
People don't need to know you leased
the
car. Yeah, we're doing the podcast.
Love you, Mrs. Yo.
Okay, well, I love you.
Okay, bye, Mom.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I lease a car, and I'm coming to you.
You know what's fun is if we should have, now we should call your dad and hear him talk. Oh. Why are you calling me? I don't understand. You just spoke to your mama. Now you got to call me. What questions you got to ask me? What questions you got to ask me right now at this very particular moment? I'm trying to watch the Steve Harvey show. Oh my God. He got some cool guests on. Your mama over here talking about driving a car all the way out there into the Hollywood. I'm trying to go to no Hollywood.
He don't sound like that, Dad.
Yeah, look, I sound just like his dad that he called me dad.
My dad doesn't sound like
that. Why are you always calling me, son?
Why is it so hot in the studio?
Look, why is it hot?
Yeah, why is
it hot?
Because
you called me.
Dad, why are you talking like that?
Because you make me mad every time calling me on the phone. You know I ain't got that many minutes. I'm trying to spend all my minutes talking to you. I've been talking to you my whole life. There's no particular reason why you need to be called. What you need, son? Tell me what you need.
Phones don't have minutes anymore.
What do you need?
Are y'all guys coming Saturday?
Are y'all guys? No, your mama a woman. Do you know how to talk? Are y'all guys? Come on, man.
Look.
Make daddy proud. That's why I don't take you to the family reunion. Why not? There's a reason why I don't take you to the family reunion with
that?
Your mama. This
why
is why I always go solo to my family reunion.
Why?
One is a barbecue. Your mama bringing kimchi.
That's great.
Yeah, for us. None of your relatives on my side want kimchi.
They like the egg rolls, though.
They do like that egg roll, though. I ain't gonna lie. You right, baby. I miss you, baby boy.
Yeah.
All right. I gotta go. Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey. Oh, my goodness. The one of the best characters of the old Yo-Jo show was Black Baby Garrett.
Garrett was funny.
But now I have a kid, so it wouldn't be funny anymore.
Let's make new characters. That's a fun one. Let's put that in the archive.
Michael Yo's dad.
And the Steve Harvey show. He's always got to get off. He also get off the phone to watch Steve Harvey.
Okay, I like that.
No matter what time you call him, it could be midnight. Call me. It's midnight because you got to call an emergency. It's midnight.
Hey, I need you to come down to L.A.
Well, why?
Because
for what?
Is that
little baby disturbing you, Oliver? Little white baby you got?
He's
your little green-eyed baby. You sure that's yours?
He's half white.
He got
white.
Straight hair, small feet.
He's half white.
Half white. He all white. His credit good. That kid was born with good credit. I think that baby came with a Cadillac. Already approved.
All right, I gotta go.
Well, you ain't gotta go nowhere.
Because you're not coming down, obviously.
Nah, I'm not coming down. You know why I ain't coming
down? Why aren't you coming down?
Because I'm trying to watch the Steve Harvey show.
Okay.
You know it's midnight.
It's not even on at midnight.
I DVR it.
Oh, do you really?
DVR it. And I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what that means.
Okay.
I DVR'd it. You know what DVR stands
for? What does it stand for?
Taped. I taped it.
Okay.
I taped it.
All right. Well, you watch your Steve Harvey show.
All right. Take care of that white baby. All right.
It's a black baby.
Yeah. If you think so.
My baby is pretty white.
Hey, can I ask
you? It on. Is.
I'm going to still be here, Dad. Okay. Hey, can I borrow your baby?
No.
Your mama want to get a car. I gotta go, baby. I'll just Steve Harvey show on.
Okay, bye.
I love you, baby.
Bye.
I tell you. I love it when you call your dad.
Yeah, he's great.
This is fun.
He's
Kalen, I don't know if you know this, but his dad is extremely smart.
He
is a rocket scientist.
A nuclear physicist.
Have you ever heard that before?
As a
joke, right? No, but you heard it as a joke.
Yeah.
When people go, what are you, a rocket scientist?
My dad is like, yeah, I am.
That's real talk, Chris.
So
his dad's a rocket scientist.
So Joe.
And Michael is stupid.
I am. I'm not that smart.
I ain't either.
But it's fine. We're funny. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
You know?
Yep.
You can get a long way just with humor.
Tell me that ain't right.
It is right. Humor is the number one. It trumps smart.
Oh, Trump's smart.
Read Kevin Hart's book. It's amazing.
It trumps everything.
If you can make
somebody
like It even crosses racial lines. Laughter brings everybody together. It's the only thing that will bring everyone together.
That's the truth, Ruth.
It's the truth. So I want to know this. Caitlin.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Caitlin.
You got to be kidding me.
Caitlin. How would it sound if a white person called my dad? Call my dad, Caitlin.
All right, cool.
Hello?
Hey, Michael's dad.
Oh, hello, Mr. White Man.
Hey, I was just...
I don't have a gun anywhere in my presence. Just a good, honest, hardworking black man who happened to be a rocket scientist. Now, please, white man, I am reaching for my identification slowly.
He's on the phone, though.
I understand. But these new white people got guns that can shoot through the phone. I just want you to know, Mr. White Man.
Yeah.
What's your name again?
Caitlin.
Nice to meet you, Caitlin. Yeah. Never heard of a man named Caitlin before, but nope, if that's the name your mama gave you, then you need to enjoy that name. Embrace that name, Caitlin.
Yeah, no, well, it's Caitlin, but that's
you
okay.
You need some bass in your voice. Can you put some bass in your voice? Put some bass in your voice and then say that name again. One more time, please.
Caitlin.
No, you. Excuse me, ma'am. That's what I'm going to say. That's what I'm going to say if you're going to talk like that. Excuse me, ma'am. Say your name again.
My name's Caitlin.
Okay, Caitlin. Here's the deal. Unfortunately, I cannot talk to you at this particular moment
because
the Steve Harvey Show is on.
Okay,
and I gotta go. Have a nice day.
I like it.
Yeah,
that's what would happen. Yeah. For real.
It'd be a way different. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's a little bit nicer.
You played the Alicia Keys.
Yes.
You know when Alicia Keys is on White Meter, she's like she can whiten it up. And then when she's on like urban, right, yeah, she hip hops it out. It's fine though. You should be versatile. I have no problem. I do that because when I'm in the hood hanging out with my peeps, you know, I'm like, yo, what's up, Sean? You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like I urban it up.
I don't even buy. Yo, what's up, I'm Sean? Not buying
what's
any
up,
of this.
Sean? What's up, Sean?
look, Caitlin.
What's up, Sean?
Caitlin and Chris already know you're lying.
No, I'm from the streets. No. Joe, I'm from the streets.
I'm Hold just on, saying. Just stop right there.
Okay.
In fact, turn off his microphone. Turn off his microphone. Because I don't want you. Do you believe any of this, that he's from the streets? Just by how he said, I'm from the streets. Be honest, Caitlin. Don't lie.
I'm going to go with no.
All right. Now, Chris, you go.
He's not from the streets.
Absolutely not. Correct? Mm. And now there's four of us in here in this studio.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to say, hell no.
So you don't know.
So three out of four people do not agree with you that you're from the streets.
Do you want me to call my mom?
What street are you talking about? Rich Street?
I lived on the wood, son. I lived on the wood. Our street was called the wood.
First of all, your dad is a rocket scientist.
That doesn't mean I'm not from the streets.
There's no one making below minimum wage as a rocket scientist. That comes with a high income immediately.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. I'm going to let you know. Oh, turn up this
mic.
No,
you got to put the speaker. You keep putting the face of the phone on the microphone.
Hey, Michael. Hey, Mom.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We're on the podcast.
Hi, Mrs. Yo.
Would you let Joe Coy, like, know I'm from the streets and all my friends, like, went to jail?
Not all your friends.
All right. Hang up right there. That's all we need to hear. Thank you, Mrs. Yo.
But did I have friends, close friends, that went to jail?
I got friends that went to jail.
Don't be putting their name. Oh, bye, Mom. Don't be putting my friends' names out there.
Mike, first of all, that didn't prove anything. I got friends that went to jail. I got friends that
But like my best friends. Like, thank you. Me too.
No, you. That doesn't mean you're from the streets.
Well, yeah, they live next door to me. If they're doing that and I'm next door neighbor, I'm from the streets.
They're not right next to you. They're not right next to you. And you know they're not right next to you.
They were next door neighbors.
No, I'm not going to go any further. First of all, we know you're not from the street.
Okay.
You can't even say street.
Streak.
You can't even say it like you're from the street.
Yo, what's up, Sean?
No, that's
what
you're
up,
doing.
Sean?
You're doing Wu-Tang right now.
What up, Sean? I'm from the street.
Like you're from the
what
south.
Up?
You're from
what up, Sean?
You're from deep south, by the way.
Yeah, but I don't
you're
have
from
an accent.
Like you're from like ghetto boys. You're like that. Yeah. That's your
Fifth
hood.
Ward, Texas, son. That's what I'm saying.
That's not how they speak.
You don't know how we speak.
No, I do know. I just called you out. Like there's a certain twang.
There is no twang.
There is.
You're stupid.
Listen to Scarface talk. Listen to Willie D. And you're going, what's up, Sean? you're talking like Raekwon, like you're from Queens. Come on.
Okay, whatever.
Come on. Whatever. Your streets are from the CDs you bought.
You don't have to believe me. That's all I'm saying.
Just because you bought a Wu-Tang CD and a Ghetto Boy CD doesn't mean you're from the street. It just means you like that genre of music.
All right. You see, I'm going to take you to my neighborhood. When we go to Houston, I'm going to take you through my neighborhood. You'd be scared. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, man, God bless everybody in Houston, by the way, through that struggle. I keep forgetting that you are from Houston.
Yeah, my parents are okay. Everything's good, man. I was crying for days.
Yeah, my friend is and it's so funny because I got a lot of friends out there. None of them were hit. And it's just like I saw the I-10. And if you've never been to Houston, Texas, these are freeways that you've never seen before. They have these things called the feeder roads. And then they got these freeways that sit on top of stilts that are on top of other freeways. And the I-10 is notorious. It is a huge freeway. And when I saw it underwater,
crazy,
where the water was touching the freeway sign, my mouth dropped because I had no idea the water was that deep. Because I've seen the I-10, I've been on I-10, and for that to be flooded like that, like I can't even imagine. The picture didn't even do it justice.
No,
like I saw the picture and I'm like, whoa, that can't be. Too high.
It hit me so hard because I remember Hurricane Alicia. I was 8 years old and we had a 2-story house in the hood. And the flood water flooded the first floor.
Yeah.
And all I remember is I was crying hysterically. And this is what made me cry for 3 days. It brought me back to that moment that was locked away. My dad holding me going, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And then a Red Cross boat came into our house.
What?
Yeah. And like rescued us. And,
really?
Oh, my God.
Wait, what year was this?
1987. It's 34 years ago.
Wow, man.
Yeah, man. And I started crying. I just couldn't stop crying because I was thinking about all the kids that are going through that. In our old neighborhood where my parents used to live, where we used to was hit the, I mean, it was all hit hard, but it's one of the main places that was hit the worst because it floods so bad in that hood.
Okay, when your flood happened, was that a hurricane as well?
It was, but it wasn't even close to the magnitude as Harvey. And it filled up our first floor of our house.
Uh-huh.
It was like half of our.
Yeah, these people, this one's covering roofs.
Yeah, yeah. And this new one, you know, coming, so, you know, we'll see.
I made sure to donate right away.
Yeah.
And, you know, every penny counts, man. Ain't nobody, you know, no one's hip checking you when you're trying to help
and
somebody.
Big shout-outs
if you're giving $20, man, God bless you. If you're giving $5, God bless you. It doesn't matter. Like if millions of people give $5, that's going to this fund. So I have the information right here. I should have been more prepared. I'm sorry. I didn't know we were going to say
Joe
all
Coy
this.
Not prepared. Well,
here we go. So if you want to send your money, just send it to, first of all, Mayor Sylvester Turner. God bless you, man. He put together the Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund, and I'm going to give away these letters are so hard to say, but if you could write it down right now, it's G as in George, H as in Harvey, C as in Charlie, F as in Frank.org. That, once again, that's GHCH.org, and then, of course, / Hurricane Relief. And donate all that money, whatever you can. Like I said, a buck, $10, $100, it doesn't matter. Every penny helps. And, you know, I'm one of those guys that I don't really enjoy. I really don't donate to the Red Cross. And that sucks because they are an organization that helps. But I always hear these bad things about the Red Cross.
But,
and it's like, I want to donate specifically to that. Like, I want it to go to the victims of Harvey.
And big shout out to J.J. Watts, earned over $20 million. And I can guarantee you that money's going straight there because he's overseeing it and his team's overseeing it. So big shout outs to him.
Oh,
man.
Word?
He wanted just $200,000 and he's raised over 20 something million dollars now. So big shout outs to him. And that's going specifically to the cause. So,
well, I'm pretty, that, not only that, but
that
I think
too,
Sylvester Harvey, Sylvester Turner is, that's the reason why he put this thing together.
Yeah.
And for sure, all that money is going 100% to Houston. But yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
Matt,
yeah.
This is getting away from the hurricane thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm at a Starbucks with my friend.
Yeah.
And he's married. I'm married.
Uh-huh.
He sees a pretty girl walk by.
Yeah.
And he stops her and goes, oh, my God, you look beautiful today. And she says, thank you. And she goes on her way. And I look at him. I'm like, dude, you can't be doing that. You're a married dude.
Yeah.
Why would you need?
What did he say to her?
He's like, you look absolutely beautiful today. Yeah. I just wanted to let you know.
Huh.
And then she was, but I'm like,
but why would he say that?
I don't know.
Okay,
don't
first know. Of all, one thing, you're breaking man code here by pulling him out like this on the podcast. So I just
I didn't
want
say
you
his
to,
name.
Just as guilty as he is,
no,
you
not.
Are just as guilty for calling him out. Because one, karma will get him. And if he continues to do that, he will get caught. Because you should not be doing that. You're throwing out the wrong energy. You already have a beautiful woman in your life.
Thank
and you,
you
shouldn't be doing that.
But dudes do it all the time. And I never understood.
No. Dudes don't do that all the time.
Oh, yeah, they do. You'd be... Chris, have you ever had a friend do that was in a relationship?
I've seen it.
Yeah. It happens all the time, dude.
Okay. Now, first of all, Mike, see, now I got to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
One, you're breaking man code. You shouldn't be doing this. You're calling out your friend.
I did not say his name.
Yeah, breaking... I think it's okay if you didn't say his name.
Yeah, thank
but
you.
But he's still breaking it up because the people that are listening, i.e. the people that are close, his friends, know which friend he's talking about.
No, they don't.
Because it's one of them.
Oh. Right from the street, son. From the street, son. They still in jail.
They got a Starbucks in prison? I've never seen a Starbucks in prison. Liar. But two, are you saying it out of context? Like, really dig deep and think of your acting chops when you remember how he said it and say it correctly.
The girl
how
walked
did it,
by.
Was it a compliment? Was it something that's just like a throwaway?
No.
She looks like I should like compliment her because she did this for me and she did it very nice. Thank you. You look very beautiful today.
Let me
help her ego out. Or was she now? I'm not calling you out because your wife is beautiful. But was this woman beautiful?
She was a good-looking lady, but he had no right to say it, and she had nothing to do with us. She just walked by.
Okay, well, then, yeah. If she had nothing to do with you, then no.
Yeah.
No.
That's just
random. No.
You know? No. So, I just want to make sure because...
What's his personality, too? But, okay.
His
the reason why I'm defending him, because I would never do that, especially, one, Amy's hot. Like, she's my dream girl, so I don't want to do that. I would never compliment a girl like that when I'm in a relationship. But
absolutely.
I am a complimentary guy. Like, I do say, you know, I always, like, compliment anybody, first of all.
No, you do.
Like, yeah, I do that.
But there's a way to do it.
Yeah.
And there's, like, but there was no reason to compliment her.
Yeah.
You know, like, if she's just walking by and she's wearing a great outfit, he just stops, and he stops her and goes, excuse me.
Yeah.
Just want to let you know you look absolutely beautiful today.
Yeah.
She smiled. It made her day, probably, and walked away.
Yeah.
You know, and my friend's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she was like, oh, this is great, you know?
Yeah.
But he had no reason to do it. And I told him. I said, dude, you can't be doing that, man. And
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, and you're so cool.
And what he said was, dude, it's just a compliment. It doesn't mean anything.
No, that's not a compliment. That's a hit.
Thank you.
That's a hit.
Because if she would have stopped.
That's a hit. Is that a hit, Chris?
Yeah. I mean, there could have been follow-through from that.
Caitlin?
It sounds like it.
It's him hitting on her, right?
Yes! Complete hit.
Like to me, a not hit is if she opened the door for you and you're like, oh, thanks. Boom, done. Like, that's not hitting on her. That's just being nice.
Yeah.
You know? And she shouldn't be opening the door for you anyway, now that I think about that. But still. But her walking... I told him. And he blew it off. Like, oh, dude, it's a compliment. So what?
All right.
I do it all the time, he said.
Yeah. And like, what color is this guy?
White.
Okay. And what is the first letter of his first name?
No.
No, you should not be complimenting anybody when you're in a relationship.
And,
I'm sorry.
I'm going to take it another degree further.
I just snorted my nose.
Yeah, you did.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to take it another degree further. You should be very careful of what you like of your friend's partner.
What are you talking about?
Like, my wife has beautiful friends,
and
I will never like any of their pictures.
Ooh, I like that.
You shouldn't.
Nope.
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 Nope. I mean, it's
I'm 100% behind that.
Like, my wife
don't be liking anybody's shit.
Not any females.
No.
Oh, no.
And women don't you better do the same. Don't be liking dudes.
No. You better not.
No.
You don't need to be liking my friends.
No.
Unless it's like Joe Coy, where I know there's no threat because look at him. You know what I mean?
No one's agreeing with you, but no, 100%.
No,
I'm 100% behind that. That is that new era of flirting.
It is.
It is. Don't be liking anybody's shit.
And don't be watching their stories because I see her friends watching my story and I'm like, man, look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this.
No.
This girl trying to watch my story.
Yeah.
She trying to get up in my life.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you're right. You're 100% right.
My wife was a beauty pageant girl, right? She was Miss Wyoming.
I did it again. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, she was Miss Wyoming. So all her friends are pageant girls.
Yeah.
And I don't follow them, and I don't like any of their pictures.
Yeah.
Because that's on purpose.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you like one of their pictures, your wife could be like, oh, no big deal. But it's a big deal. It could become a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, so I try to say, I'm a married dude. I try to stay away from everything, dude.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. No, I'm 100% behind that. How do you feel about that, Chris?
Oh, yeah. I don't like anything.
Yeah.
No, I actually like everything. I think that I do the opposite.
You have to, yeah.
I just, if I like one of them, then I'll just like everything in the feed and just throw them off the scent. Because I don't mean anything by it. But,
but that's throw them off the scent. That's a form of cheating. Like,
no, it's just, I don't
dudes are like, I'm throwing her off the scent.
No, it's so bad.
I'm throwing her off the scent.
Yeah.
No. I don't want her to feel those, like, feel any need reason to be worried.
Like, Joe,
there is no reason.
If I were to like Amy's photos,
uh-huh.
like one, with y'all too, you would be okay with that. But if I like 15, you'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, maybe we're different because we're close.
No, yeah, it's different. Like, because she loves, you know, all your pictures,
yeah.
and that's different. There's certain people that you're like, no.
Okay, this is a better example.
No, you're not supposed to like that person's anything.
This is a better
example. No, am I right?
Yeah,
you're right. Don't do that, because all you're doing is saying, hey, what's up? That's all that is.
Yeah.
I'm here. What's up? Hey, I like that. Hey, what's up?
And that's the new what's up.
Engage. No. See, do not engage.
A better example.
Kill that shit.
A better example between me and you, besides me and you, Chris, which I don't know very well, if I just started liking all his girlfriend's pictures, that gets weird.
Exactly.
That's where it's like, he's like, what's going on? Why are you liking?
Liking your exes.
No.
Oh, never.
But I tell you, the best is when they watch all your stuff. You know what I mean? Because, you know, like, oh, they wish they had that life with you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that you said that. And it's crazy because there's some people that just don't get it. And I'm like, what don't you get?
Yeah.
How do you not understand that?
Because it's technology. This is the new age of flirting. Because when I was single, somebody likes your picture. That means they want to start a conversation.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. What if they like the photo from months ago?
Mm-hmm.
When they go through your history? You're looking for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, that's got to go.
Those people that like 20 pictures at once of you, from like 2014 and back, you're like, dude, what's wrong
with
you?
That's a message.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, what's
done.
Up?
Done. See ya.
Mm-mm. I don't play those games.
It's a lot of taps.
It's a lot of effort, man, to go back in your feed.
Yeah. It is a new form, man, and it's like times have changed, and you got to like be on that shit.
How many DMs do you get a week?
A lot.
I know you do.
A lot.
But you know what I do? Do you get crazy pictures?
And I show her everything.
Yeah,
You got to do that.
Like, I haven't got crazy.
If you're in a serious relationship, then you should have no problems with your lady being able to be like, "Here's your phone." My girl is like, she's got my passcode. You know what I mean? She opens my phone whenever she needs it. I can leave my phone next to her in bed, and then I can leave for the weekend. I'm good.
Let me tell you this.
You know why? Because there ain't nothing going on, and she can go through my DMs. And yeah, I get those DMs. I showed her one the other day where the girl was like, hitting on me, flirting, sent a picture, and then immediately went through my photo gallery, and then she was like, oh, I had no idea. She even texted, oh, I had no idea you were engaged. I showed her. I was like, boom.
Yeah. The other day, it surprised me, but like, I have nothing to hide anyway. I gave my wife my code long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the other day, we were at her house in Vegas, and she needed to use my phone, and she just opened it up. And it kind of like, oh, my God, she knows my code.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm fine with that. It's no problem, man.
Yep. Yeah. Imagine the relationships that have that whole – because I watch these IG, the videos that these kids are making now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm friends with Batch. And, like, you know, and I see, like, his little clique, like, his clique.
Amanda Cerny and all those girls.
And I shouldn't say little because they're huge.
Huge.
But the theme that they always do is, like – they're trying to sneak and find out their man's passcode.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if that's how these kids are today, then you're never going to have a strong relationship.
Never.
Because how can you trust? And they're like, and it's so funny because there are people like, you need to trust me. Well, then, bitch, give me your passcode.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because if you have a passcode, then you're holding something secret. You just are.
Well,
I'm
this
sorry.
Is this is the thing that makes it so tough for like single people now is, unlike when we were growing up, It was just your neighborhood. You just dated a girl that was in your neighborhood. Now you can be worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
You can go anywhere.
Bro, you can have a full-on relationship. Here's the thing.
You can be married in another state.
Dude,
no problem.
My cousin Mike, I'm not going to throw his last name out, but my cousin Mike, this is before IG, and I think it was even before Facebook. Like, this is how old this goes way back. He was married, and his wife had a full-on relationship on email. I think it was an email, bro. Like, this was before any of this stuff.
Wow.
And they never even met. They didn't even have money to fly back and forth. She was having a full-on another relationship with another man via email.
Wow.
Sending pictures back and forth, like catfish.
Yeah.
And he had no idea. This is all happening underneath his. He had no idea. Didn't know his wife's passcode. Didn't know. And she was carrying on like it was nothing's going on.
Wow.
And then he caught her. And then they got a divorce because of it.
Like you should.
But it was like they never even met each other. They never even blah, blah, blah. It was like a full-on email relationship. Is that crazy?
That's
or
weird.
What?
Like, he doesn't even know if that woman's real.
She doesn't even know. It was a woman. It was his wife that did it.
Oh.
So, with a man. So she doesn't even know if that man's real. But yeah, that's...
It could have been him, the husband.
Exactly. But I'm telling you, man, this day and age, man, like, full-on, like, when you're on a date, or not even a date, if you're just with a woman... Or with a man. If you're with a man, let's just say that, ladies, since you're listening, and he just starts texting while you guys are at the dinner table and then just puts the phone back down. You know what that's equivalent to? That's like when kids hang out and the one kid puts his hand on the other kid's ear and goes...
Yeah, whispers.
And giggles. And then the other kid's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And then you go, oh, nothing, just something. That's what texting is in front of somebody.
And
you literally don't know what's going on that text. It could be anything. Hey, I want to suck your dick later. You don't know. Send.
And here's the...
Hey, I'm eating right now, but get the condoms ready. Like, you don't know.
And here's the thing. I feel...
Is that fucked up to say? Am I being...
No, that's...
You get what I'm
sense.
Saying, right?
Oh,
like, it
could
be anything. You can look at someone right in the face and have, like, a sexual text message conversation going on and be like, yeah, man, I'm enjoying the dinner. Like, this is so much fun. Like,
and I feel that the dangerous thing is, I really feel in the back of everybody's minds, people are out to get you.
Mm.
Like,
hands down.
You know, they're out to get you so they can brag about something.
Yeah.
You know, so... Yeah, that it's just crazy how this world is. Everybody has photos. I mean, camera phones. Everybody has this. And I can't imagine being a huge celebrity. Like, if you're a huge celebrity and married, like, you can't even have dinner with a girl that's a friend.
Oh, my God.
It's on magazines. It's everywhere.
Mike, can I just say something? And like, it's so funny that you said this. I'm nowhere near...
Mm-hmm.
That celebrity status.
I
but
agree.
But I sold out Treasure Island in minutes. But, and I gladly gave you a guest set for $5. But look, I was having dinner in Vegas at Lotus of Siam, by the way. If you guys ever go to Lotus of Siam, it's amazing. It's on Commercial and Sahara and Commercial Drive. Lotus of Siam, the best Thai food you'll ever have in Vegas. Get the crispy duck penang. Anyways, fast forward to what I'm saying. I'm having dinner with Amy, and we're sitting there. Walked past these fans, had no idea. It's two women and their daughters, right? And I walked past them, had no idea. Amy said later that she kind of noticed that they were looking at me. But anyways, fast forward to the show. Fast forward to my restaurant. They found out that I was eating at my restaurant, and I told everyone to come say hi to me. So they came with the two daughters. And then they go, we saw your tweet. We just want to take a picture with you. That's all. And then they go, we saw you at Lotus Siam, but we were too scared to take a picture with you. And I was like, oh, you should have said something. I'm like, yo, I would have been cool with it. And she's like, oh, no, it's okay. And then she fucking goes, here, just check out my phone. Let me show you what we did. She showed me take video of me going to the bathroom.
Whoa.
I'm rubbing my nose like this. Like, it's so gross. So you know when you watch the bathroom, you just do nasty shit because you're not in front of your lady. I was doing this, and she got that on video all the way. And then she got me on video walking back to my table. Then she's got me on video eating with Amy and then zooming in on me.
No.
Eating the crispy, like, all nasty, like, zoomed in video of me and Amy.
That's scary,
there.
Dude. That's scary.
I had no idea. I had no idea.
How'd you react? Of course you were nice.
I laughed because she was nice about it. You know what I mean? But, like, if she never told me, that's out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's out there. There was one time we were in Hawaii, and Amy and I were in line waiting for our food at Tin Roof, by the way. Go eat there. Chef Wonder owns Tin Roof out in Maui. But anyways, we're eating, complete snapshot, and then tweeted it. Like, just me and Amy, like, in this weird position. You know what I mean? Like,
half blink.
Like, Amy's like, yeah, like, her neck's all torted, and then like, I'm hunched over. And, like, in line with Joe Coy, and, like, what? Like,
dude.
So, yeah, it's out there, man. So, this day and age, be careful, yo.
Everybody's out to get
you. Be careful.
Everybody is out to get you some way or the other.
You want to cheat? You're probably going to get caught on Facebook Live. Yeah. How funny would that be?
Dude.
Yeah.
You can't even lie about it. You're like, baby. No, here's the feed right here.
That's cool that you said that. I do believe that 100%, man. And it's kind of cool, man. You want your relationship to work? Then, yo, that's what you got to do.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, man. Does it sound like insecurity? Fine. Yeah. Fuck it. I'm cool with that.
No, it's a good feeling, too, to know, like, you're in the shower, your phone's in there, you don't even care.
No, yeah,
like,
Chris, because it's not... Bro, it's a real thing, man. Like, a passcode on your phone is, like, it's literally, like, it's like, yo, I don't trust you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's like. It's like, here, no, I need that passcode because I don't trust you.
Yeah.
I don't want you to go through my phone because there's probably something in there that I don't want you to see. Like, that's basically it.
I'll tell you something crazy. So when I go on tour, when I leave and I come back home, I always have scratches on my back.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure out why. And my wife was like, she didn't question it, but it was kind of like, hey, why are these scratches on your back? And
her nails are long. I mean, how else do you get scratches back there, woman?
So
now take care of our baby. You know I gallivant when I'm on the road.
I'm hungry. Shoot, make me something.
I'm hungry, woman.
Oh, my God.
Make me a sandwich.
So
take your shoes off, woman.
So I found out on the road at gyms, I do this certain exercise because I don't have a trainer, where you put your arms in this strap, and then you do, like, you know, how you pull your feet up, and that leaves marks under my arm, and then I use the TRX band. So when you do push-ups on it scratches your arms, and then when you do the back stuff, it scratches your back. So for 3 weeks, and I was more irritated about this than my wife. I was like, what is causing all these scratches? Because I'm looking like I'm guilty of something.
Yeah.
Then we went to the gym. And I said, I figured it out. And I showed her exactly the exercises I do, and it put the exact same scratches on me. So I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Because I don't want any question in her mind.
Yeah.
But that thing, I mean, you come home with scratches on your back, you're like, hey, I'm not saying you're doing anything, but what is these scratches on your back? You know, so I felt so guilty for, like, I was trying to figure out, like, am I scratching myself at night? What's going on?
Yeah.
You know?
No. So that's good.
And you know you didn't do anything.
I know, and that's guilty. But you're still, no, I didn't do anything, but you got to explain to her you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And she's not really questioning you, but it's kind of like, hey, what's going on?
You don't know? Even, yeah, any of the slightest inkling that anything happened.
No, hey, so that's the thing. That's the key to a healthy relationship, man.
Honestly,
like, you know, these people that are struggling with their marriage or struggling with their relationships with their whoever they're dating, like, the key is, man, insecurity. And you want to make your partner secure, then show them.
Yeah.
Show them. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, you don't trust me? Well, here, this will make you trust me. Boom. Here's my life in the palm of my hand. Am I right?
Yeah.
Like that, yo, you can't, there's only one, like, that is like the ultimate trust in a relationship. Because this, like, you watch these kids today, man, it's all about that passcode.
Absolutely.
All about that passcode. I ain't giving that passcode.
And it's all about sliding in the DMs.
And the girl looking over and sliding in the DM. Like, yo. My lady knows I get DMs, and you're more than welcome to go through my phone anytime you want.
I tell you, man.
Gotcha. Do it.
All right.
Yeah. Same thing, man. You want your relationship to work? Give up the passcodes. You don't want to give up the passcodes? Then don't be in a relationship. Hands down.
Is that how you're wrapping up the episode, John?
I'm just saying. I think that's a good way to end it.
I like it, man.
It's a good vibe, man. I'm all about relationships, man.
I know. You're a good dude, though.
I am. I really am a good dude, man. Don't get me wrong. I was a player in my day. You
me
know what
too.
I mean? And we all were. And,
yeah.
And ladies, you were, too. Don't act like you weren't.
Women worse than men.
Oh, worse than men. Please.
I know women that would go out on dates just to eat.
Yep.
Free food.
Yep.
Like, just different guys every night just to eat.
Yep.
I'm like, God dang.
Yeah, but you know what? It's all good, man. Once you're in a relationship, throw in the towel, man. If you don't want to throw in the towel, then don't be in a relationship. Don't sit there and be like, oh, you're so insecure. No, make him secure. That's your job.
Look at that.
Oh, my God. She's so insecure. Well, make her secure.
Mm-hmm.
You're a dirty, rotten dude. Clean your shit up, man.
Just
like,
passionate.
She's insecure for a reason, man. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Insecurity doesn't come. You know, someone doesn't wake up insecure,
no.
Man. They feel it. It's a sense. You feel it. That's what makes us human, man.
Just like, preaching.
No, hey, real talk, man. Man. If you feel something, there's something going on.
Absolutely.
Hands down. You feel it, man. It's in her actions. It's in her mannerism. It's in his actions. It's in his mannerism.
And let me tell you, women pick it up faster than men.
Nah, we both do.
No. Nah. I think women pick it up faster.
But whatever the, you know, if that's how they're feeling, man or woman, and I'm speaking to you guys, if your lady is feeling insecure, make her feel secure. It's not hard, man. Give up the passcodes, all of them.
All of them.
And give up them bitches you're talking to. It's a friend. No, she's not.
Yeah.
She's not a friend. Guys can't have girlfriends.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
You believe guys
hands
can't have...
Hands down.
So you have...
Hands down, Mike.
So you have no girls that are friends?
No. I don't have girlfriends. I don't... There's nothing I can associate with a woman about. What? What are we going to talk about? What? I like sports and I like women. And I got my woman. I don't need to talk to you anymore.
See, that's
now
so weird.
Now let's talk about sports.
Like I
Am I right, Caitlin?
Yeah, I do kind of agree with this one.
Yeah,
I got to disagree with that
one. No, you can't have a woman that's a friend. You can't. You can't. It's physically impossible. I'm
even
sorry.
Even if she's not attractive?
No, man. No.
I don't know. I have beautiful girls that are friends, but they're just friends. Like my ex-roommate.
I don't agree. 100%
I don't agree.
Especially guys that have girlfriends. Impossible. Impossible.
What about guys that are married?
That doesn't matter if you're married or not married, man. Guys are creeps.
I don't know, man.
Yo, check her messages then.
I have plenty of girlfriends that I'll bring my wife and they'll meet them and we'll all have dinner.
I don't know, man. I'm a strong believer in if you're in a relationship,
absolutely,
this shit is done, man. There's no reason, like the game's over. It's done. Like you stop playing
that game.
But
it's not a game. You can have friends that are women. Like, I don't know, man.
Maybe
you can.
How do you feel?
I have friends that are that are women, but they're Jen's friends too. So I mean,
yeah.
But that's different. If it's a mutual friend, that's fine. But if you got a girlfriend that she don't even know, and you've been talking to her for years, and we're just friends, and she's never met her, then you got to stop talking to that bitch. Hands down. No, I'm sorry.
No. Yep. I will introduce them, and they'll become friends, and she won't talk to me as much. I don't know, man.
I don't agree with it.
I don't do the one-on-one hangouts though, because that.
No, no. I said bring the wife.
Yeah.
Bring the wife.
Okay, but that's a different thing. A different thing. Yeah. Okay. What you're saying? Yes, you can do that. That's
absolutely
fine. But one-on-one?
Oh no,
That's all done.
Oh no.
That's all done. That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
Yes,
gotcha.
You can have a girlfriend as long as your
My wife always
your significant
comes.
Other becomes friends with that girl.
Absolutely.
But I ain't gonna bring Amy around any of my. There's girls that I talked to in the past that are friends,
but
I guess.
No, but you're talking...
That's done.
So you don't... That's amazing that you've never had a girl that was just a straight-up friend.
Nah.
That knows.
All the girls that wanted to be my friend wanted to be more than a friend.
Okay.
I was always like that, though. Like, if I'm going to hang out with dudes, that's who I hang out with. I hang out with my dudes.
Yeah,
like,
I got you.
When I'm going out with a girl, it's going to be one girl, and it's probably going to be called a date. And that's it. Like, I don't call a girl and be like, hey, you want to go watch the game? And like, no, that never existed in my world.
That's where we're different then.
Really?
Absolutely.
I never had a girlfriend like that. I'm sorry. I don't agree with that. It's just, I don't know.
Okay.
But, yeah. I can't even think of a girl that like, I have a friend.
I know, that's weird to me.
Really?
That you don't have a girl or girls that are strictly.
Chris Rock says it best. You watch Bring the Pain, he says it perfectly.
Platonic.
No one wrote, there's no such thing as platonic friend, man. It's like, guys have girlfriends that they haven't fucked yet. And that's it. In case of emergency, break open glass. Like that. Like it's the funniest thing, and it's very true. I'm sorry. Yep.
I don't agree. I don't agree.
Well, you're just you're a really nice guy. I really like you.
I love. I love.
We're
people.
All sweethearts here, man. So.
Yeah, we are.
So, anyways, back to what I was saying. Get the relationship strong.
That's right.
Honesty. Be right in your head. Be right in your mind. Be loyal. Be faithful. Yo, just stay together, man.
And give up the passcodes.
Yeah, give up the passcode, Joe. That's how you do it. This is the Michael Yo. This is the Yo Joe show. Michael Yo, thank you so much for
coming
back.
Thank you, buddy.
And I want you back on here a lot.
Let's do it, man.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yo. Yo, this was fun.
Yeah.
Go see my boy Michael Yo October 6th and 7th at Parlor Live in Bellevue, Washington.
That's
go to
right.
MichaelYo.com. I'm Joe Coy, and I love you guys. Chris Loxamana, Caitlin, I love you.